I think they have to start over on the hearts. So.
All right.
Oh, shit.
First one I saw was watermelon.
I think it was 15 and a half K.
Yeah.
Last time. Are you eating your white mystery of everyone?
No, the first one I saw was watermelon, so I'm getting to that.
Guys going to the Bethesda thing, or are you gonna?
No, we're talking over it.
Cool. So. Eurovision style.
Yeah.
I don't ever see the point of going to those press conferences.
Conferences, yeah.
Like your first couple E3s or whatever, just so you can say like you've been to them or whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
I think perhaps, Jeff, you could probably speak to this, but like back when they weren't so HD streamed live perfectly, it was probably a time when it was a better to be there, was it?
Yeah, and you'd have cases where they would have some videos that they didn't want to go out to a live stream. They would block some trailers from the stream and only show up to the people there because it was like, oh, there's something, there's licensed music in this, or there's something, you know, so. Or they would stream it out live, but the archive they would give you wouldn't have that bit in it, or, you know, there's all sorts of weird shit. Or sometimes, you know, the production would be bad and there'd be a trailer running, but you would have a shot of the crowd whole time, or you know, there's all kinds of dumb shit like that. They're typically better about that stuff now.
Scientists said Congress created dust.
Yeah,
that's not true.
No, Congress invented angel dust. The CIA invented crack. Congress invented angel dust. It's all
who was
crack.
LSD?
That was the military.
LSD.
Timothy Leary.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. There's like a lot of like conspiratorial signs you will see along this drive. That, like, the government is keeping the water away from agriculture in Central California. And there are fewer of those now, I think, now that we're in a drought again, because they probably don't want people to pull over and strangle them for taking almost all of the water to grow almonds.
How do almonds grow?
I don't know. Plant?
Bush or something?
I have no idea.
Tree?
Almond tree. It's almond tree.
Almond trees? What about
that sounds right.
What about like peanuts? Where do peanuts come from? Do all nuts grow on a tree?
Yeah.
I've never seen a nut tree.
No, there used to be a restaurant called the Nut Tree in Vacaville. These might very well be almond trees. I have no idea what these trees are.
Huh.
Or they're growing here.
Weird.
But a lot of the world's almonds, I believe the vast majority of the world's almonds come from California.
Oh, really? Okay. Almonds are all right. They're no cashews.
I prefer almonds to cashews. Cashews,
really?
Cashews, I...
You can only have a few cashews.
Yeah, exactly.
You get sick of
what?
Cashews. I could dump cashews down my... I could dump almonds down my throat all day.
Oh, I'm the other way. I can have a few almonds, but I could, like, have a whole planter's thing of cashews. Yeah. Great Dane might get
cashews not great for you, either.
Yeah, I know. They're fatty.
Almonds are better. They're natural antidepressants, though, I'm told.
With cashews?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. They're asking Almond Joy or Mounds. I say Almond Joy.
I don't like candied coconut in any form.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like dark chocolate. Mounds is dark chocolate. I don't like dark chocolate.
Yeah, dark chocolate's not. I'm not as gross about you.
Yeah, I mean, I always wonder who likes dark chocolate. It seems everyone I know hates dark chocolate.
Oh, man.
Route change,
12 minutes early. You found a better route, it says. Ooh. Damn right. Because I don't drive the speed limit like a sucker.
It's a Timothy Leary, and that reminded me. I'm doing a kind of Timothy Leary-esque thing a week from today. No drugs. I'm not a drug guy. But a sensory deprivation tank. Isn't that a thing? He used to experiment with those, didn't he?
Probably.
Yeah. Drew went to this thing with his girlfriend, some sensory deprivation tank, and we're celebrating my birthday on Saturday. My girlfriend's like, hey, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know. Drew said this thing was cool. So I guess I'm floating in some weird tank for an hour in total darkness. I don't know what the hell that's going
to
be like.
It's supposed to be real cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
You should have like 7 or 8 drinks before you go.
Yeah, God.
Just piss yourself over.
Oh, over. God.
Well, whatever, you're in a tank. Who cares?
That'll be after that. Yeah, I think it sounds interesting.
You don't touch the edges or anything, and he just kind of basically gives
like
you
neutral buoyancy.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing.
Really? So you're not like laying on a slab or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
So you get the sense of being in a void.
Huh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's just your brain basically just goes into like...
Your brain fills in the blanks
yeah.
with chaos.
I assume as much as I like meditation and stuff, that
you come out in a murderous fucking frenzy.
So if I'm different on the Bombcast after that, you know why.
Yeah.
Isn't it, I think there's one of those places like 3 blocks from the office.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they put one, because they would, because it's fucking San Francisco. Like, I think they put one in.
I think that might be where I'm going.
Somewhere or something.
Do you have plans next Saturday?
Oh, I'm still going to be in LA.
Oh, right. You're staying late. Yeah.
I'm staying. I got a buddy who lives down here. From Ireland, but born in America. I think he lived here for like the first 7 months of his life before his Irish parents both. They were only here for a year, or like 2 years. So like, but he's an American citizen, so he just came back over.
Yeah, cool.
He shoots a lot of porn.
Shoots porn?
Don't let them. He shoots a lot of movie stuff, but don't let them tell you that they pulled porn out of the San Fernando Valley with a condom thing.
Right, yeah, it's. It's just like, oh, we shot this in Las Vegas. No, you fucking didn't.
Oh, wow. Wait, so they're not supposed to
be able
to
film? This is a closed down strip mall in Van Nuys. You can't lie to me about this.
They're supposed to use condoms in California?
Yeah, they passed a regulation. I don't know if it's all of California. Wow. It might just be that county or something passed the law or that down here, but...
That industry.
Yeah, so they were supposed to, if they say that they moved a lot of the shoots out of the valley, but...
Yeah. That industry over the last, like, 8 years or whatever is just...
Yeah, they took a beating, right?
Yeah. Danny, we should have Lexi Love on, maybe the soon
cool.
Dancers or whatever, yeah. The stuff she was telling me about when she used to work, like, you know, in 2008 or whatever, or 9 when she got out. And 6 months after the tube sites came along, like, her paycheck went down to, like, I think an eighth of what she said used to be. And she was one of the, like, top people and immediately got cut down to nothing.
Yeah, it was you're right. The whole industry took a beating.
Yeah.
The virus, basically, like a different form of it.
Yeah.
Almost just like.
Yeah, I had a friend who was shooting photos and stuff, just even like locally up north, and then would license those out to some of the different sites, and he'd get paid this and that, you know, kind of was getting into shooting video here and there, and then. Like, he was owed a bunch of money, and then shit went bad, and the company just vanished overnight.
Wow.
It seems like the stuff that people that are, like, doing... that are shooting for quality or specific things. Like, kink.com is still a big thing, right?
I mean,
that's not, like...
That's very specific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that the company...
All the money's in fetish stuff.
The companies that are going to survive are the ones that are going to really embrace Oculus stuff, I think.
Oh, Jesus.
I think that is going to be a huge fucking industry.
I spoke with a developer that was that had been developing some virtual reality pornography.
Yeah.
And he sounded like he had run into some business issues around some of that stuff.
Oh, really?
But having some misgivings about a lot of it.
Huh.
But yeah, it seems like that's definitely one of the routes for all of this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even before virtual reality was talked about, like, POV stuff was just a huge fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the natural next step is the VR stuff, so... I don't know if any porn companies have stock, but whatever company comes out and says, like, hey, we're gonna go all in on Oculus, I will put a bunch of money into that stock.
They do it at the moment on the phones with that fucking little fake...
Oh, the Google Cardboard thing?
Oh, that seems silly.
Whatever that is. Peter had a demo. Yeah, Mary used one at one stage. As it's a demo that where you are a dude.
Okay.
So like Mary was pretty freaked out by that experience apparently. I was like, oh yeah, okay. Like totally works. But it was on a phone. Like they were in Dolores Park.
Weird.
They just popped it on. Or I think it was actually around Drew's Bay, Alamo Square or something.
Is that Google cardboard thing or whatever?
Yes, it's that, isn't it? It's like that little insert thing.
Yeah.
Weird.
But you're right, like, we joke about it, but, like, there probably is going to be a big area that stuff sells.
Somebody in the chat says that most porn stars have suntan, so you'd probably like that.
Sorry, Ian. I liked your shirt. It's a sweet Skeletor shirt. It's real cool.
To. That's the one that comes out this year, right?
Yeah.
And people were freaking out about it at GDC.
Yeah, it seemed like people were saying that is the one Though I guess this new Oculus stuff is, like, the kind of final Oculus stuff is on par.
Oh, really?
In a lot of ways. With its, like, tracking abilities and stuff.
Okay.
And that was the thing that set it apart.
The controller with the hand motions.
Or, like, the external sensor stuff. Or I don't know. Like, that's got to be the thing this year, right? Is they've got to make their case. They've got to prove that this stuff is meaningful for more than just 10-minute roller coaster demos. And, you know, that it's more than just like, we took every first-person game and slapped VR into it because fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's that, I mean, I think a first-person shooter done right in VR is such a improved experience. After spending, I've said a million times, like the Half-Life thing I did, where I played half of Half-Life 2 with it, pretty much. It was incredible.
The thing is, I just, like, for me, at some point, that's not enough. Like, maybe with their new controllers, like, so you're aiming and shooting, like, moving your hands around and stuff. But, like, the whole look where you're aiming thing, like, I want to aim down the sights of a rifle by holding my hands up, you know? Well, like, that's the only way that makes sense.
Did you use the Project Morpheus demo at GDC?
Yeah. Not this last year, but the year before.
Was it the one with the gun and the...
Where, like, it was the shark tank where you shoot...
Sorry.
The other stuff. But, yeah, not the other one. The heist or whatever it was.
Yeah, that... Yeah.
No, I haven't tried that.
That is, like, the demo or the case for that sort of gun...
Right.
Action.
Yeah.
Like, I had a go with Adam. It was just...
So is it like you have to aim down, you have to hold it up and look down the... Yeah, that's...
Like I straight up, like, was opening drawers to find the gun, and then when you get it, I ducked down in the real world. I got on the ground at one stage, and, like, straight up, like, blind-fired over the top of the desk, and I'm like, this is fucking, like, so cool.
That's cool.
But then, well, you know, you can't move. Like, you didn't...
Right,
because it's a PlayStation Move controller, so you can't analog stick your way out of there or whatever. You just... It's a cool demo, but, like, I literally can't move this character except for the space that I have within the range of this room.
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things where it just ramps up, like, the number of things it needs to keep track of in order to work, that eventually you're just running on one of those multi-directional treadmills.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's, like, that sounds amazing, like, that idea, and, you know, like, whatever, they kickstarted that thing, that is exactly that, but...
Do you think that'll be here, the treadmill thing?
No, I probably not. If it is, it'll be in some weird booth. Like, I don't think Oculus has ever said anything about that thing, really.
Okay.
Because it's one of those things where the more you show just huge, expensive, room-filling get-ups like that, you probably turn a lot of people off.
Yeah.
They need to be modest and say, like, hey, you're going to get this helmet and use the controller you are already use.
Yeah.
And if you want to step it up, we've got these hand controllers. Like, that's got to be the first step, is making people believe there. And then from there, people will connect the dots themselves and go, the thing that's missing is my legs.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then you'll have the people that will start to clamor for that type of shit.
The hand controllers aren't going to be launched. They haven't said anything about that, have they?
They're going to open pre-orders at the same time, I guess.
Okay.
But they weren't necessarily committing to a day-and-day launch for the touch stuff.
I know a year from now I'm going to have, like, three different headsets at home, because whatever comes out first, I'm definitely buying.
Like, that's actually the most alarming part about all this, is Oculus getting up there and announcing these games are exclusive to Oculus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the worst thing that could be happening right now, is splitting that market. Like, I get that, you know, the Morpheus requires a PlayStation 4, so that it makes it different on its own, but... Like, they just need to have a standard and have developers make games for that standard and have that be that, for at least at first.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, like that's kind of fucked.
That's the thing, is realistically, yeah, I bet a year from now, I know I'll have a Samsung thing, or no, not Samsung, the Vive, or whatever, that's the first one coming out.
Yeah.
And then I'll get the Oculus coming out, because that's the big one, and the Morpheus. So, like, I realistically have three in my house next year. Now, which ones are you planning on buying, if any, right now?
I mean, I'll end up with all of them, or none of them. I don't know. Or I'm going to wait and see, like, how the compatibility stuff works out, if it truly is, like, these games only run on an Oculus. Or, you know, but if one of them requires, like, hey, put these pylons around your room, like, that's... I'm not willing to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a step beyond even, like, the Kinect problems of people that have small, like, I never had an apartment big enough to really make Kinect work.
Right.
And so, like, the idea of, like, oh, I need to have a room where I'm setting up, like, weird columns and sensors and stuff.
Right.
Like, no, I can't do that.
Like, I don't even want to put speakers on poles in a room to do surround sound. I want that shit mounted on the wall.
Yep.
And even then, I only did it in my bedroom.
No honk?
No, he was singing, damn it.
Yeah. Along his favorite book.
The Spider-Man book is off the chain.
Got some Cheez-It grooves?
No.
White cheddar?
Wait, what makes them grooves? Do they have
grooves in them? Grooves on them.
Oh, I see.
It's the best of a Cheez-It.
They're like Whip-Thins or something.
Best of a Cheez-It and a chip in one. I will say they are pretty good.
All right. Hey. No, I'm going to not eat anything for a little bit here. That's my new plan.
I had a good plan of eating all that Del Taco, then a Snickers ice cream bar, then a few Airheads, and a bunch of Cheez-Its, and this giant Mountain Dew. So things are going pretty good over here.
All right.
You get this sweet t-shirt design.
I can't actually read that while I'm driving.
Hey, buddy, go get a suntan. God damn it. Do you think there'd be any, like, market for, like, an arcade-style laser tag thing where, like, those VR booths where you run around in, like, there's, like, a set of 10 of them, and, like, you and nine of your buddies go in. And,
Totally. Like, I think that kind of, like, location-based entertainment, like, whether it's, like, you know, you have kind of some arcade games, some classics, and then also this stuff, like, I think that that's going to come back.
That sounds great to me.
It is such a barrier, like, expensive barrier to entry.
But a full version. I also think, I mean, I don't think they'll announce it at E3 or anything like that, but, like, Sony or somebody needs to say, we're going to be opening pop-up shops in the month leading up to the, like they did with the Vita, like they had the Vita Lounge and shit like that.
They need to do
that.
As well.
Yeah, they need to do that times 10 for any VR getup. Like, it needs to be like, hey, we're fucking taking over this empty building in your mall, and we're going to be selling Rifts there for 2 months. So come by, try one out.
Yeah.
Seeing is believing, and then we think, we feel confident you will walk out of here with one of these. Like, that's the only way for that stuff to work, because it's, like, even though we are in the role of, like, trying to convey video games to people, like, that stuff is so far and beyond, like, it is so difficult to convey.
Yeah.
Other than saying, like, oh, man, you gotta try it, it's so awesome. Like conveying the true experience of VR without just saying, here, put this on, is fucked.
Yep.
And
they've been trying it for years.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's just like, you know, people see the pictures and go, look at that fucking asshole.
It's easy to forget that, you know, because we've been covering this stuff for, Oculus has been around in show floors for, like, almost 3 years now, right?
Right,
My girlfriend was talking about how excited she is for Oculus, and I was like, oh, yeah, so have you tried it? And she's like, no, what chance would I have had to try it? It's like, oh, that's right. Like, take it for granted that, you know, we've tried it for 3 years now.
Yeah.
I remember being blown away the first time I tried it. I think it was Team Fortress or something.
Yeah.
Someone a Game Informer, and goddamn it, I thought it was awesome. Just took it home and spent hours doing the Half-Life 2 configuration. Yeah, for an 11-year-old game or whatever, it was incredible.
Well, that's almost probably the first thing that they didn't use some of those, because I remember, like, you go back and use that first, like, the DK1.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck, man, it's so rough.
Like, I just last weekend I borrowed Jeff's and took it home to see if there was, like, new demos and stuff. And most of them don't work. Most of them are for the DK2.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's the screen to work back and everything is just so much worse than the ones, like, we'll see at E3, you know?
There's something cool and cyberpunk about that screen door effect.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Like, you know that scene when they're making RoboCop, where they're screwing down the fucking visor, and it just is the screen door, and as they screw it, it gets tighter and tighter and tighter? Like, that's the DK1, and that's fucking badass.
Anyone get that guy's pulled over?
Yes. I'm going to thumbs that up and say, yes, there is indeed a vehicle stopped on the shoulder.
And now he's just walking away from his car for some reason.
He gave up.
Fuck it. Go eat some almonds.
Daddy used to always say on road trips, whenever you see someone just, like, walking on the side of the road, like, at a place like this, like, something's not going well. There's no real good reason you're doing that.
Oh. arrived at the tail end of a bad place.
It's 104 degrees.
Yeah, walking on the side of the highway.
He's getting a nice suntan.
Oh, so maybe you talked to him.
You talked him into getting that suntan? God damn it.
Find out 4 days later that Ian walked into the middle of the desert.
Yeah. Ian's gonna show up at E3 looking like George Hamilton.
Sorry, Ian.
You meant well. You didn't mean what it sounded like you meant.
It's a language barrier, man. I'm used to it.
I think he knew what he was saying.
Yeah. It's callous.
I really want to stop eating these.
Can you crack the cap on this the rest of the way for me? Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you just had all that Del Taco and now you're eating Cheez-Its and fucking... Those kind of things just look like rubber.
The what?
Airheads.
Airheads, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Airheads are incredible. Like, delicious rubber. Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, I've been eating real healthy for weeks, if not months now. And yet, I give myself these breaks to where it's like, well, I'm on vacation, or oh, I'm going to E3 or something, or it's a road trip. I get to just throw everything out the window. I'm not counting calories or anything. And then when that happens, it's just all bets are off, and I'm eating like 6,000 calories in a day, just going insane.
I'm just surprised you can fit that in your body.
It doesn't feel great.
Yeah, like that meal we ate at Del Taco, like in my eating days, that would be like not a big deal. Mm. Like I could throw that back and be like, all right, let's go. Or like, or have, you know, like, let's get another burrito. And now, like, I fucking should not have eaten half of that.
Yeah. That's a good place to be, though, because then it's like it makes it easier to not eat as much.
Totally.
If you get uncomfortable over a certain amount.
Did you guys see this news around the Transformers? Roller?
No.
Transformers Devastation has leaked ahead of E3.
Is it High Moon?
It's a cel-shaded roller. A Pure Box. Xbox has some screenshots. Blah, blah, blah.
Like a brawler, like side-scrolling, or...
Like a fighting game?
Hmm.
Let me see. No developers named in a report. 360 and Xbox One.
It's coming to 360 as well as Xbox One. That's an A1 banger.
Looks like a cel-shaded fighting game.
Like Life Bar's, like fighting game?
No, it's not like a, it's like an in-engine screenshot that's not got the UI. No. I don't know. What do you think of it, Tom?
Can't hard to tell from that one.
Is it side view fighting or is it like virtual on?
Let me see if there's anything else here.
Like a 2D fighting game where you play as Transformers is a dumb idea, but I'd play that game.
From that tiny image I just saw for a couple seconds, it did not look 2D side scrolling. Looks more like Zone of the Enders.
I don't know, it kind of looks 2D.
Like, really? Like, let me see it again?
Like a 3D fucking model, it's like Smash, but like you can see that being like a.
Oh, like that level? Yeah, it could just be an angle for that screenshot or whatever. I don't know why they would show that angle if it was a 2D fighting game.
It's a leaked report, so who knows what they have. Anyway, there you go. Here's your latest. We're all fans of Rise of the Darkspark.
I wonder if Activision still has the license for that stuff. They must.
So they're just cranking them in, like, doing one a year just to do it?
Yeah.
Is there another movie being made?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to say yes and assume that's probably... Why wouldn't they? But I have no idea. I haven't seen any of those movies.
I saw the fourth one and stuff.
I watched the first two. They were... shitty in that shitty action movie way. They go in with low expectations, like 2012 or...
Yeah.
Any of you guys interested in seeing San Andreas?
I want to.
I live it, man.
Flying your helicopter around.
Fucking doing so much stuff now.
Yeah. Rock?
Yeah, did you see that show on HBO?
Ballers? Yeah.
Yeah.
He really did it.
Yeah.
He did the thing that every wrestler wants to do, but he's the only one that's actually done it.
He's probably the only one that was able to do it.
I mean, the other guys were like Austin and Hogan. Those were dudes with natural charisma.
But they have a weird, skeezy charisma.
Like, yeah. And they're not like... Like, The Rock has an everyman...
Yeah.
Like, lack of accent quality to him that Austin does not have.
The Rock wore $500 shirts. That is not an everyman.
It's
Fair enough. He's the people's movie star.
That's true. He's the corporate hand, if I remember right.
Hogan's a fucking weird dude.
Yeah, Hogan's like a, you know... I'd like to think that after, like, some kind of nuclear apocalypse, everyone would have an Australian accent somehow.
That'd be cool.
That's just exposure to radiation just causes that. You hold down a button to go up, and then it goes into, like, you pull out your telescope or your binoculars or whatever, and then look around, and, yeah, you tag things like Crysis or Far Cry, and then the side activities show up on
you. Well, we'll try to keep going.
I feel like, you know, you kind of
can head.
Such a hard juxtaposition.
I wouldn't call the story serious.
Yeah. He's trying to say some serious stuff.
I would say that there are elements of it that try to at least are presented in a serious... They're presenting nonsense in a serious fashion.
Yeah.
Which is the best type of comedy.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take it. I don't know. Some of the stuff they were saying before Phantom Pain came out, it's like... Kojima was saying stuff about, like, well, you know, I really want to get into some deep, dark storytelling here, you know, really tell the story of, like, what's going on in the world with child soldiers and things like that. And I don't know if I trust Kojima to be the guy to tell, like, a serious story like that.
I guess we'll find out.
I think that means that you're going to have the opportunity to either shoot child soldiers or not shoot child soldiers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hire probably use child soldiers.
Yeah. You think? I've never even seen it. I'm trying to think of any game where you can actually, like, shoot kids. Like, even GTA doesn't have kids in it, you know?
Right.
Shooting kids.
I mean, think of one example.
Yeah, like Skyrim, you weren't that I such weren't that I killed him and not either.
Finally, guys!
Finally, yeah. Shoot. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there's straight up some, like, if that is an immediate AO if you do violence against, like, digital minors or whatever. Like.
But I wonder if it's different if those digital minors are combatants.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if they can kind of present it as, like, hey, we're making a point about things that are happening in the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah. They might be able to get around it now. I mean, obviously there's no way they would shit that game AO.
No.
It seems like some Spec Ops The Line 2.
Right.
Yeah. Stuff.
Yeah.
I remember thinking it was so lame when, you know, so No Russian was such a, you know, hotbed thing when Modern Warfare 2 came out.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing the thing at the beginning of Modern Warfare 3 where it's like, there's going to be scenes that are going to be tough. And it's like, oh, okay, there's going to be a No Russian part. Yeah. And I remember thinking, like, okay, what's the thing that's going to be super controversial here? And then one thing they cut out is, like, the girl skipping around in France and she blows up. And, like, that just felt like a really lame attempt. It's like, oh, we got to have the one, like, optional, way too gritty scene or whatever.
I wonder what order that happened in. If they crafted all of it and then said, what's the stuff that we should probably, like, consider taking out if people want or people feel it's too much.
Yeah.
And yeah, but yeah.
God, No Russian was genuinely really great.
That was,
I thought,
Modern Warfare 2 is awesome.
Yeah.
So creepy.
Like, remember when Call of Duty campaigns used to be able to shock you by having, like, oh, by the way, this fucking protagonist you thought you were going to be playing as, like, that guy's dead now.
But after 4...
And like, you get to watch him die from, like, being near a nuclear explosion.
Yeah, from something that wasn't even, like, the most...
Right.
Like, some glory hero moment. It was like, no.
You're like, oh!
Lambs to the slaughter, man.
Fuck.
Yeah. And that was shocking in 4, but I think even by the time, like, Modern Warfare 2 came around... Didn't they do it, like, twice in that?
Yeah.
Like, Makarov shoots you at the end of No Russian. Yeah, yeah. And then...
God,
die.
I forgot about that,
I think you die again somewhere in there. Huh. Yeah, that campaign in 4 was just fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Jeez, that was good.
Yeah,
just about every mission. That's the very first one on the boat and sinking. Like, goddamn, all of a sudden was great.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a bummer going to World at War after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people like that. It's like a weird fan base for that one.
Yeah.
Like it just got out of the war shit. The, like, real world war stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, although, who's to say now? Because Sledgehammer kind of did a great fucking job.
To me, that, like, called it, like Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Warfare. It seemed like it was just kind of aping that style a little too much instead of kind of carving out their own thing.
It was, but I thought it was,
like,
when
you got the jet stuff, and it was just
that
like,
was
that was lame.
Fuck.
Where he felt like he had, like, no actual control or anything. But, like, the stuff, like, chasing the guy through the streets at the end and, like, killing him with a brick or whatever. Like,
I think
the first thing in the train.
Is like the France level, the Paris level, is like maybe it's in my like top whatever favorite single player levels of all time. The one where it's the three of you fucking running, trying to make that train.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like your buddy gets killed and you have to leave him and all that shit.
Yep.
It's like,
I also remember having that same feeling of like this seemed like a lame attempt at controversy is when you have to first person like watch yourself get executed and beheaded on TV. You remember that?
What was that in?
It's in Battlefield 3's campaign, right, where it's like, yeah, you're strapped there, and terrorists, basically like an ISIS situation or whatever, and they got cameras pointed at you, and they're broadcasting it, and then, like, you see the guy bring the knife up, and then the, like, camera raises up as the guy raises your head. Like, ah, that's lame.
It's not easy to cut off a head, either.
These farmers.
Yeah.
We need to put some water over here. I need water too.
Anytime I see people out in the fields like that, or people like working the asphalt on the roads and the highway, you just look at it and you realize just how much of a wimp you are.
Yeah.
So I think about it, it's like, oh my god, I'd be whining so much after like 10 minutes out here. And these guys are busting their ass for 8 hours a day.
It's 107 degrees.
Jesus, how do you do that? It's insane.
I feel legitimately sick.
You did eat everything in the world.
Everything in the world? Jesus.
Nope, it's a plane looking for speeders.
Who's up where?
Is that really what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, radar. It's got a radar gun? Man.
I've never seen one before.
This all seriously looks like Trevor Country GTA 5.
Yeah.
I guess that's basically that's
pretty much
north of the fake LA, We're at 5727 hearts.
Nice.
Gotta get it back up there. Let's hit 20,000 before we hit 83.
Great work, everyone.
I guess I'll reiterate here. I think we said it somewhere, but dancers would normally go up on Monday. But since obviously that's going to be in the thick of E3 news and everything, we have recorded this with Tamura from GameSpot. Good episode. It's going up a week from Monday.
Fun one. I feel like we didn't get through as many questions as we usually do.
That plane's taking off.
Yeah, you know,
I
never feel bad if we don't get through, like, a certain quantity of questions as long as, like, the conversation is good. And, like, there were a lot where it just led to me, you, and him just, like, shooting the shit for a while. Like, as long as that stays interesting, I think that's better than just rolling through a bunch of questions, you know?
He's an eloquent guy when it comes to asking questions about that stuff.
Yeah, he was great.
He's kind of primed for it.
Are you going to make any attempt to watch Money in the Bank?
No.
No? I think I'll probably watch it at the hotel Sunday night after the podcast.
In wrestling news, apparently Hogan is suing Gawker over a sex tape that led to his divorce.
Heard that, yeah. I'm sure that's the only reason they got divorced.
Yeah. Didn't his son, like, kill someone in a car crash?
Yep. Nick Hogan did, yeah. Good friend of his. It's a rough family.
I remember watching that reality show for a while.
I hope Brooke knows best.
Steven Sotillo involved in that.
What?
That's insane.
What?
Yeah.
How was he involved in that?
He was a part of the production somehow. It was like created by or some guy. Like he.
Okay.
Is somehow involved in Hogan Knows Best.
Great.
It's also an episode of Brooke Knows Best where Ray Gutierrez, PlayStation, crashes at Brooke's place for a long time and plays like the annoying house guest who just like loudly plays Halo the whole time.
Like Jason Dill.
Yeah, it's an interesting episode.
Weird.
Saw the chat ask, like, what do you guys think about Dusty Rhodes? I was like, yeah, awesome. It's great. It's like, no, he was one of the best ever. He's incredible. Like,
I was
69. And he just seemed so happy and healthy and everything. Like, it was a genuine shock. Like, Jeff saw it first and told me at the office, and I was just floored by it. And yeah, I've been reading a lot of like tributes to him and stuff. Sami Zayn wrote a really good one. Brandon Stroud and the guys at with Leather wrote a bunch of them, and those are really good. Yeah, anyone who's ever liked wrestling a little bit should go back and watch a lot of Dusty promos. He was one of the best talkers ever.
Yeah.
One of those guys that I could just never even believe as a heel. The few times he actually would be like, oh, he's in the NWO now or whatever. Dusty can't be a heel. Dusty's Dusty.
Put the polka dots back on, man. Come on.
Yeah, most of his, like, all of his glory days were well before my time. I started watching in 93, so, like, YouTube and the network and stuff, you know, the last 5 or 6 years, like, going back and watching his stuff, like, good lord, that guy was good. He just came across as so genuine. Never seemed scripted. I mean, it seemed like he wasn't playing a character, like, that was just him.
Right.
Yeah. I saw Cody Rhodes was saying something about how back when the Four Horsemen broke his ankle or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Well, it was fake. It was a storyline.
Oh, sorry.
But Dusty was so committed to kayfabe that even around the fucking house while Cody was... Because Cody loved wrestling.
Yeah.
And Dusty didn't want to ruin the magic. So he wore a fucking cast and had crutches around the house to keep kayfabe around his family. That's amazing. I love that.
It's real good.
It's kind of fucked up in a way.
No, that dude gave a shit.
Like, wrestling is kind of fucked up in a way, you know?
God, kayfabe was cool.
Did you see that Dave Grohl video yesterday?
No. Oh, well, when he broke his... they were putting the cast on while they kept playing. Yeah.
So fucking ridiculous. Fair play.
Yeah, like, I don't like the Foo Fighters, but sure, why not?
That's cool. Yeah. You kind of have to...
That's super weirded out by, like, you know, Dave Grohl seems awesome. Like, everything I've seen of him, he seems, like, super smart, really knows his music and everything. I was kind of shocked when, like, on Letterman's last show, I didn't know... I forgot that Letterman was, like, super obsessed with him, which, that does not seem like a Letterman band.
Oh, yeah?
Like, a fairly modern rock band. Like, Letterman was obsessed with Warren Zevon, but that made sense. Like... Yeah, so yeah, the last thing on Letterman was the Foo Fighters and, like, tuxedos playing Everlong over, like, a 6-minute montage of awesome
That's
Letterman clips.
Shows.
But yeah, I guess he had him on right after he came back from his heart surgery, too.
Wow.
I guess that song specifically meant a lot to him, and so that was the last thing on The Late Show was Foo Fighters playing.
Did he say, "Are they your drums?
Are they your drums?"
Have you seen that bit?
No.
Oh, so apparently he had this, like, somebody did a supercut of... He would always ask the drummer, "Are they your drums?" Because he loves drums.
For one time in like 2000 or something, I was watching Rob Zombie was on, and he was in full on, like, he looked like the Predator wearing some crazy suit. Different audiences, but
production folks. Who was in town on that day?
Yeah. I think my first memory of Letterman was it was back when he was on NBC, so I must have been like fucking 6 years old or something. My dad would always watch him. There was an episode where throughout the hour of the show, they were rotating the camera. They had it like rigged up in this thing, so like throughout the hour, it would do a full 360-degree rotation.
Oh my God.
And I remember walking in, and my dad was watching it, and it was just like upside down or like, you know, three quarters or something. Yeah. I remember asking my dad, like, "What the hell's wrong with the show? What's going on?" He's like, "Oh, they're just being stupid and rotating the camera around the whole show." I was like, "Why?" "Ah, they're just being stupid, and he thinks it's fun." I'm like, "Okay, I think I like this guy. This guy seems pretty cool."
I remember when Conan was axed, and then they did that weird, like, week-long show out of, like, the Team Coco offices or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is this on the app? Is this on the app?
Oh, this, yes. Look at that.
Oh.
Vehicle stopped on shoulder. Yes. Thumbs up. I'm the 14th person. Give that a thumbs up.
Jesus, a lot of people using it.
Whew. Had to give people a sense of where we are right now. They're asking if we got to Santa Barbara yet.
No.
Looking at the exit. We're coming up on an exit here.
I don't know that we'll ever see signs that say Santa Barbara
on
I-5 like this.
We're coming up to exit 325. Exit is James.